Irish children will eat around 5 million Easter eggs this weekend. Plenty of adults will indulge too. I visited the Chocolate Garden of Ireland in County Carlow to learn more about the business of chocolate making.
Easter is the busiest, most intensive time for chocolate production. You have a small window, really 2 months of time, you know, where Easter happens. So you have to produce a lot of Easter eggs, a lot of Easter products, Easter bunnies. We make lots of different products for the Easter period.
Jim Healy is the managing director of the Chocolate Garden of Ireland, a family-run business just outside Tullow. It's the busiest week of the year for the artisan chocolatier. Mary Healy demonstrates the art of making an Easter egg in the couple's chocolate factory.
So this one here we're looking at, this is a mould for a 150-gram egg. The mould comes in two halves and they are joined together with magnets. So we fill one half of the mould, we close the other half onto it, and then we can shake it to get rid of any air bubbles and turning at the same time. That will give a complete coating on the inside of the mould. The tempered chocolate is predisposed, if you like, to set, so that will build layer upon layer as the mould turns.
And in terms of moulds, there's the obvious egg and then there's the bunny rabbit, but anything else?
Yeah, we do a duck as well, and we have a sitting bunny and we have a standing bunny. Other than that, we do things like lighthouses, houses, little soldiers, and pigs, and lots of different things, lambs as well.
Hundreds of thousands of Easter eggs and bunnies will be sold this week, including a 6.5 kilo ruby chocolate egg for a wedding.
Wow. That has been ordered as a wedding cake, if you like. Yeah.
Instead of a wedding cake, it's an egg.
Lots of little eggs to go along with it. But the main event, if you like, is this giant ruby chocolate egg. And it is yet to be decorated, but it will be stunning.
The company doesn't just rely on the sale of chocolate. They diversified into chocolate making workshops.
Make sure there's no more air bubbles in them. And what we're going to do then is we're going to pop them in the freezer and just going to get to do our last part of our workshop. Okay?
It's proven a big hit. Here's local teacher Alva Masterson.
I work with the mini companies in my school, so we were here for one of the workshops, so they got to obviously view the whole chocolate making process. They got to taste a huge amount of chocolate and make their own moulds, chocolate moulds, to bring home as well.
People are always interested because there's a notion that it's only for kids. But we actually have had people up to 95 years of age doing the classes. So we get not just kids groups, we get secondary schools, we get colleges, we've had corporate groups, hen parties, birthday parties and active retired groups. So we cover the full spectrum of people, like, and all the ages as well.
And are you busy with the classes?
We're absolutely, every week, even on off season, there are groups in, and during the peak seasons, like, you know, for the Easter period, you know, you're full all the time, like, so it's really busy.
The business is an important part of the local economy, employing 25 people.
My full name is Janet Hutton and I live locally. I'm here from Ballyconnell. I'm working with the Chocolate Garden just a little under 2 years now.
This must be a very happy place to work.
It is indeed. Happy for me, but also very happy for my children. They love the idea of me working with anything chocolate, and we also get to bring home some nice treats. So it is a great family-run business and lovely experience for me, and the fact that I can fit it in around my family and my children, it ticks all the boxes.
A fun place to work and an exciting place to visit.
Isabella Holligan. I'm 8. I like that Easter Bunny comes when he comes and he leaves you eggs, and when we go to our nanny's, she does an Easter egg hunt sometimes.
Cree Lily Deegan, and I am 8.
How many Easter eggs will you eat this Easter?
Two.
Two? Only two?
Maybe four.
A busy week for the Healy family at the Chocolate Garden of Ireland. I'll have more business news at 8:30. For now, back to you, Brian.